forgot my phone, so it don't matter
for me. He's safe. He's safe.
I don't have a phone, so no worries
there. This is S21, and you're listening to Comic Pop Library.
Episode of Comic Pop Visits, brought to you by Comic Pop Library. I'm Richard, along with
Luis,
Logan,
and today we are in studio with S21 again. If you remember, a few years ago we had him in. He's come back. He has a new album dropping, or already dropped, I believe, called Late Night Drive. So thank you for coming on again.
No problem.
And with this album, he says it's available on iTunes, Spotify, Amazon. You can get a physical CD, so that's kind of cool. Are you still with CD Baby, or did you drop them?
No, dropped them.
You did drop them, okay. Mm-hmm. And so if you want to get some digital copies or a physical copy, because as a collector, we sometimes realize that people like a physical copy to say, hey, I can touch.
I will not buy music without a physical copy.
That is so me.
You can use YouTube. Louise.
What's that?
Do you do physical still?
Yes. Like Logan, if I really like this band or if I really like this person, I will buy the CD. Other than that, you have
YouTube.
Exactly, right? Spotify, just play it on there. But if I really like this person, then yes, I will get their CD. Okay. Just because, like you said, you know, the collector aspect, you know, look, I have this. Instead of, you know, instead of like digital, let me scroll real quick. See, you know, it's not the same.
And sometimes they have cool little inserts or whatever in the thing.
Right? Yeah, like some of the, they have an art book or maybe just a little bit of backstory. I mean, that's always cool.
Or just the lyrics in there.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. I like that too.
There you go. And we, as you know, I said the album's Late Night Drive. We also came in on Late Night Drive, as you heard. So that is the title track of the album. But with this one, we'll start with this, and then we'll kind of go through a little bit of other things. There's some that we're going to touch on. But with Late Night Drive, this is one that overall, the album, we appreciated the album. Mm-hmm. When S21 was here before, we're like, cut it down a little bit. He gave us 20 songs, and yeah. This one, the format, I really enjoyed. Some of the songs were around the 3 to 4, but there were some that were around the 2 minutes. So a really nice structure on the album. So good job.
Thank
with
you.
The structure of the album, that was really nice Thank to you. See, and it flowed pretty really well. And I'm not sure if I have, when you send me the files, if they're in order on the album, but I have Late Night Drive up being the 7th. Song,
it's
it
the 10th track.
It's the 10th track.
It's the last track. It came in all weird when I sent it to you.
On this album, we're going to be all over the place, sounds like.
That's all right.
That's fine.
I mean, I listen to my music shuffled anyways.
But you like it on shuffle?
Yeah.
That way it isn't exactly the same exact way.
True. But I really liked, you know, the songs trying to get the vibe there, and it really rang, you know. And just, you know, a lot of people have to go out on a late night drive sometimes just to clear their heads.
Oh, yeah.
So the concept of the album, honestly, what I came up with late night drive was, honestly, when I think of going on a late night drive, I think I need to go and cruise or by myself, like I'm going to Denver at night or something, you know. I feel like music, the way I did this album, the music needs the hype, the deep, and the, like, chill vibe, which I thought I completed that. that with mixtures of hype and then the deep and then also like a chill kind of vibe, which Late Night Drive, the last track, was a chill vibe, as you can hear. Mm-hmm. And then like intro four, of course, is always going to be the number one hype because people like the intros that I do. It's just the way I blended it in so well. People have been giving me feedback of like, wow, dude, that's really deep how you took it. And I was like, I really feel like that's how a drive should be, is mixture of music, not just pure hype or pure sadness. It needs to be hype. Blended when you're driving.
Well, some of the songs, and like I said, since we're out of order, I don't know how they are. You can let us know. But we listened to Came Up First and then Cypher, and or Cypher. Pardon me. Very similar songs. I don't know if they're back-to-back on the album or not, or if they're kind of like spaced apart.
Cypher Part 1 is 3, and then Came Up is number 9 on the album.
Okay, so they are split apart. Cause, yeah. That was one of the things, you know, very similar songs. And quickly, he's talking to us.
What was the 25 in Came Up? Because your age or?
Came Up was honestly like saying how I came up from being nothing. Like I could take 25 years and still sit here and probably still be doing this from like a basement or still be underground, and I'd be okay with that because I love doing this as a living. I love doing it as a hobby. People, I love hearing their feedback, and I'll, no matter how long it takes me to get up to like Jay-Z or Eminem stage, it won't bother me because I still will stay true to what I feel like I need to do.
Oh, one of the things with S21 here is we can give him a rough time. He's local. So
his quality has increased massively from the first one.
Yes, that was one of the things I wanted to say is one of the things we commented, the length of the album, we said, you know, brief it, and you've done that. And then one of the things was the mixing. And that was one of the things we really noticed with this one was, you know, like Logan said earlier, before we even got on the air, is it was 100 times better. It really sounded nice. So great job with that. And whether, you know, using the same equipment, just using it differently, or new equipment?
No, new equipment.
Pretty much did your homework. Pretty much you did your homework and bought new stuff.
So it really sounded a lot nicer, and it flowed better as well. So it was a real joy to listen to this album. But like I said, I feel like we contributed to this album because we were some of the people that he's talking about and Came Up and Cypher. If when you listen to the songs, he's talking about the haters. We weren't meaning
gonna
to be.
Hate. Yeah. Taylor's gonna potate.
No, we weren't meaning to be haters, but you know, but you've proved yourself, and this is what we like with you coming back on. You went back, you took the criticism, and when we talked about the last album, we didn't hate everything.
No,
we gave pointers. You still have great ears for tunes and beats and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Always love that. It was just the equipment, this mixing.
It's a lot.
And you went back and you did all that, and yes, much, much like it. Well, we don't want to go to that song.
I was more into actual rap. I actually might buy it, but I kind of
love it. Logan's not the big. And I grew up when rap was first coming out, so I'm more familiar with it to a degree, but I'm not the biggest rapper. I mean, there's songs that I pick and choose.
Right. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that.
What led you to get into the rapping side of the music genres?
Honestly, I want to say I've always been around it since like Will Smith in the 90s. My dad would play Get Jiggy with it. He'd play some Eminem, but like I wasn't allowed to listen to it because, you know, it's Eminem. But they like had, I remember Marshall Mathers, the first LP, and my dad kept it away from me because of how dark it is. And he would like only let me hear like, hi, my name is what? My name is who? And that was like,
that's it.
So I kind of grew up listening to it a lot, but it was more like Will Smith and more of just what his music was is all I was really allowed to. And then when my parents got older, I listened to like T-Pain and then Akon, and then I was finally allowed to listen to Eminem, and that's when I really felt like I wanted to try rap, was because of Eminem.
That's a little past my time when I started listening. I listened to
I mean, for me, I like old school rap too. I like a little bit of the new stuff, not a whole lot. I like more their beats than their lyrics, I guess you could say. But I like any kind of music. I mean, I am huge variety of music for me. And so, like, Ethan's rap is not like the one that's out right now, like the you know, like, you know, like Migos and stuff like that. He's not like that. And so he's more like the beginning 2000s kind of rap, which is good because I don't like I don't like that. I am like Snoop Dogg, you know, with that video you guys seen on. I don't like the new rap. I don't. I don't.
Snoop's classic.
No, not Snoop Dogg. I'm talking
like
about
Biggie, man. Biggie,
no, I'm talking Tupac. About like Snoop Dogg makes fun of the new music nowadays. You know how it is, and I agree with him. You know, and yes, Snoop Dogg is one of the classics. You know, like he's one of the people who started it. You know, I mean, he's '90s rap where
he's
you know
a lot though.
He's changed though because I mean
might be what he's
because he used to be gangster rap. You know, back then. And then, like, he for a while wanted to do reggae, and then, like, now he's just like
he's
rap.
A cop show host.
And if you think about it, too, like, he might do rap. Snoop Dogg's done more pop now. He's doing more pop, which is fine. I mean, but it's kind of funny, though, coming back from his roots is like, you know, people change, which is okay. I mean, sometimes it's good for a good change, though, you know.
Well, with some of the stuff that I've said, and we might have done this in the first one, but since it's been so long, like I said. It's been a couple of years. It's wild sometimes how fast time flies. Yeah. But we probably covered this on the last one. But just asking again, because I got to. If you guys seen some of the pictures in my office, you know I have to. The Dark Side.
Dark Side
Riders.
Okay.
Star Wars?
No. Dark Side. Hold on. Okay.
We're going to have another discussion here.
No.
Go ahead.
Dark Side Music is a label that I came up with independently when I first started and with a group of my friends back in middle school, and I've always kept it. And we took it kind of from Star Wars, but we took it because we thought it sounded cool, and it was like independent. You need something that Kyle is like, oh man. So we something came up with that. Yeah. And every time I refer to that, it's because I'm still like independent and I still refer to myself as a label owner of that, even though we, you know, I'm on Spotify, iTunes. I'm still going to keep trying to push that label to see if people will like go, man, he can really do something with it.
So you're trying to be kind of like a
Tech9.
No. I was gonna say, like, you know, the other day we were talking about this, like kind of like Jaden Smith. You know, he did his own Misfits. You know, he's always talks about it, but he never really got it signed. He never really got it, you know, out there until like he started making more music. And like, I mean, when he started like young though, like he started like what, like 13, 14?
Yeah.
I mean, it comes from the family. You know, his dad rapped, so I mean, why can't Jaden rap?
And he wanted his own label.
So and so, like he's wow, always talks about Misfits and his old songs, you know. And Misfits was just a label that he just made up, you know. And then just in his newer album that he came out with, he finally got it signed. And I was so happy because I like his music. I really do. Not all, but I mean, I did like a lot of his old stuff too. And I think if he pushes himself, he can do it too. I mean, it might take a couple more years, but I mean, if you keep at it, honestly, I think he will be able to do it.
Well, and that's part of one of the things that I like to, and I'm going to talk about flow here. And the basic gist is, no matter what, I'm going to keep going.
Yeah.
And that's a good message. I mean, yeah, it might be filled with other things that parents might not appreciate. It's a decent message.
Yeah.
But that's what rap is. That's the genre. That's just the nature of the beast. And, you know, you're utilizing it to where you need to. So with that song, that's what I got from that one. But the other thing I wanted to do here, I don't know if it's intentional or not, but a callback to one of the album you first sent us, because I swear, Long Wild Road, that's in a previous song of yours. And I know you do some in this one too, but Long Road, it seems like that.
Oh, the Long Road to Success, I always say.
Was on the first one you sent us too. So if there's listeners out there, it's kind of a, man, it might not be.
So when
it's
I'm like, are you saying
connection when, to the previous album? But
so are you like when I'm saying like Longest Road to Success?
And, no, it's Long, Long Road.
What was the name of the song you had?
I think that might have been the name of the song. I'm not sure.
Because I key
but it's
in,
kind of like
a
chorus. It's not a rap. You're actually singing.
In this album?
Yeah.
Oh, because I say, oh, I know what that. Okay. So when I refer to Long, Long Road, I refer in two means in this album. First one is Longest Road to Success was my mixtape that with my new equipment that got my hype back. Mm-hmm. And I refer to that in this album a lot because it's like when I say, oh, take it back 2017, Longest Road to Success. Now look at where we are. We're taking up the next step. I'm always saying like, when you look back, and then on Flow, the song where I'm saying long, long road, take it back that long, long road, I'm referring to thinking back to when I started as a kid, and then I'm also referring to a rapper that I really look up to who recently died in November. His name is Little Peep, and honestly, he helped me write this, get me out of my writer's block to finish this song, like whole album. He was only 21. He was my age, and he passed away from an overdose. And he really helped me. I still listen to his stuff. It's just when I like really look at what he did for me, I really thank him, because he brought in what we call emo rap. And it gave me more ideas of like how to mix my music, but it also helped me think of ways to rap or like take my flow and kind of mix it a little. It's just, okay. I really, really like thanked him if he was still alive, because like without his like music, just barely like founding out, okay. And like he was coming up, I wouldn't have probably like finished the album. I'd probably still be okay. On it thinking of what to do.
Well, like I said, it's just that little bitty piece, but I was like, I remember that from another song that was on the first stuff you sent us. I thought that was a neat connection, no. too. Even though it was unintentional, there was a connection. So
conspiracy like, theorist.
That's cool. That's kind of a cool connection. We're going to take a small interlude here and do an intro 4, and we're just doing the intro. Go figure. So... But I want to ask about that as well. But we'll be back here in a moment.
They waiting for an intro 4, but I ain't gonna play that shit. This is like a kind of intro that you didn't want to hear. I've been fucking some of my rising star.
Coming back in, I just wanted to play that first section. We didn't hear a whole lot of Ethan, but the thing I wanted to ask him about, again, sorry, it's me, folks. I don't know where you got this app, but it's playing homage to Force Awakens. Okay. It's playing homage.
Hold on.
And it's like, okay. Cool. I can get into this. Okay. But
okay.
But it's not a...
I'm not going to lie. It has a Star Wars ring to it because I liked it. And I wanted to do something where it sounds mystic, but also like an acapella kind of sound to it still. And that was really as close as I could get. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to combine it.
So it's very... Like I said, it's an homage to Star Wars. So Star Wars fans out there, they'll like, ah! Okay, got that one there. And it's a shorter one. It is an intro. But also within there, you have the Joker reference as well. So you're kind of going back to when we talked to you before. You said, you know, you like the pop culture. We like the comic book stuff. You do as well. So that's kind of reflecting your personality in there too. So I always, when it's reflecting the artist, yes, that's fun. We can have fun with that. So it's always fun to do. You wanted to mention something about Game Time, so you said you had a special feature on there that I think you wanted to mention, so I'll let you do that for him.
Okay, Game Time, the guy that's on it, he goes by T-Ray, but his actual name is Trey. He is actually from Garden. He's a really big musician there, too. He did a music video in the Windsor, and he has a lot of hype. He had like it's up to 5,000 views right now on Facebook with the Windsor Hotel. And I asked him, I was like, hey, do you want to do a song with me? And he's like, sure, I am down for whatever. And I was just like, bet. And so I waited for him for maybe about like 2 months to send me something. And then he sent me it. And right as I got it, I instantly like connected my stuff and started listening to it. And I was like, I need to do something here. So we called it Game Time because it's like the hook goes, you're like focusing on making it to the music. We refer music as our kind of game, you know, like our sports thing, right. Our little nerdy thing. And so that's what the hook goes, is like, no one, this is us, this is what we call our Game Time. And so that's what the song is mainly about. And when we did it, it's gotten him the hype he needed because he's recently on Google Play, Spotify because of me. Well, not just my album, he has a song that just got on there because of me, and he's like very thankful, and he's hoping to do like a collab with me for his album next. So stay tuned for that, because I don't even know what it's gonna be. He hasn't even sent me nothing yet.
Cool. So that's one thing where even though you're in the same town, in a sense, social media can connect people.
Yeah, much it faster really. And like he was quiet for about like 2 years since he did that, and then I asked him, and he was like, "Okay, I need to come back. Show me what you got." And I showed him my music, and then he was like, "All right, let's do this." And then once I put that out, he honestly was like, "Dude, I'm getting so much hype back for my music. That's what I needed, and I thank you a lot for it." And I was like, "No problem, man. We all need something. Get something so going, right?"
Out of hiatus. Hiatus.
Yeah.
And it's cool that you can help each other out too. Mm-hmm. It's always a great thing when you can help somebody else out. So
there's
props for that. So it's one of those where, like I said, and then you can comment on this with the technology and everything. You know, has that been a blessing or a curse sometimes?
I think it's more of a blessing because that way I could connect with the artists. Because another person I've been doing collabs with, her name's Brianna Marine. I think I'm saying the last name right. She's on this album as well on, I believe it's Self-Destruction, and she is really good at what she does when she sings. I really love her voice. And the last time we collabed was on my EP for Liar, but when I asked her again for this one, we have been really good friends, and she was like, "Yeah, I'm always down to collab with you." Cool. So it really does help, and she lives all the way out in Nebraska. So.
Okay.
I thought the integration of the other singer on that one was good too, the Self-Destruction.
Yeah, Self-Destruction, we can kind of talk about that. It's a shorter piece.
Yeah.
It is a shorter piece. But again, it's one of those where it's kind of a reference where do you type of song, but in a roundabout way. Because it's one where I kind of liked your lyric, and I'm paraphrasing.
Okay, go ahead.
It's not there. It's basically you have all this energy, and if you don't release it, you're going to self-destruct.
Yeah.
And that's what the gist. And it's like, okay, you know, if somebody out there's listening to this, you know, if whatever your thing is, it could be math, it could be music, it could be whatever. Well, photography, gaming, whatever. If you're enjoying it and you want to do something and you got that inkling and an interest, pursue it and see, you know, you can have fun. And I like when a lot of your songs also says, even if you might not make it to the level where you're making bukus, millions of dollars, have fun with your life.
Yeah.
Enjoy what you have. And a lot of that comes through with your music as well. So, but that's what I got from that, unless it was a little bit different. Tell me I'm wrong.
No, you got it.
But that one was a little bit of a shorter piece. And that's why I said I like the intermixing with a little bit longer, a little bit shorter.
Yeah.
So the mixture of that, I really enjoyed a lot. Just to jump back to the front side of my sheet, because Logan mentioned this as we were going into the break, is Endless Summer.
It's basically a radio drama of a very bad breakup.
Yes, it is. You got it. Yeah. So Endless Summer, the whole idea, when I made it, it does not involve my relationships. It does not involve anything involved around me at all. What I really took is two people's relationships, like her best friends and my friend's girlfriend that broke up with him, and I took their stories and mixed it into my own like preference, because the idea was basically take it back that in the summer when they were together, and then go from her point where she's talking about she's trying to get to call him and all and feeling really guilty even though she was the reason why they broke up, and then you go back, and then the hook goes back into Endless Summer, which is still reminiscing about their time together, and then it goes to his point where he finally answers her call but she doesn't listen, and he goes on to her voicemail and straight up says, "No, I'm done. Everything you done to me, I don't care what you did, it hurt. You think just apologizing is gonna make it okay? It's not." And that was the whole point of the song, because I was like, I want to do something crazy that tells a story but a totally different way without me having to be involved at all.
Yeah.
Okay. It worked.
It did.
It worked really well. And
took me like a whole week to make that, because I kept screwing up.
And that's one of the things, when I first heard it, I had to go back and re-listen to it. Because you did flip.
Yeah.
Because I was like, wait a second. He was just saying, let's do this. And then I was like, oh. Okay, this is a little bit more. Okay.
I was.
So, but yeah, this is one that, it's another shorter piece, but it's one that musically I liked. This is one of the ones that I like musically. Not with the lyrics or the beats, but musically. And part of that is because it does have the heavy beat. But underneath all of that, you have a slower beat coming through it. So that itself, the juxtaposition of that, I really enjoyed. So, you know, sometimes we listen to soundtracks, Logan and I. Luis does it too occasionally. I gravitate towards that. I love the soundtrack. So when I listen to a song, what I listen to first, and that's why I said you have an ear for the musicality or the rhythms. This one I really enjoyed because of that. It was the mixture, and it wasn't jarring. You know, it can be jarring. It's like, is it working? But this one wasn't. It mixed well, and I really enjoyed that. So to me, that was one of the better songs that I enjoyed on the... I say disc, but I don't have a disc on the digital file. So there we go. And we got a couple of songs left here to go over. I'm just going to jump into This Is Me because it's pretty much self-explanatory.
The background music, or whatever, however you call what you use as the music part of it, reminded me of something, but I literally have no clue what it's been bothering me since the first time I heard it.
It'll come to you when you least expect
just
it.
Exactly. You'll be just at home or something, be like, oh.
But it's pretty much another song like, this is me.
Yeah.
Like it or leave it, this is me.
Yeah.
So, and again, like I said, it's self-explanatory. There's not much we can discuss on this one, but
the only thing I can really say about it is the fact of the matter is I took a beat that was like Little Peep, of course, because like I said, Little Peep influence. And this is one of the songs that really like influenced heavily on it. It was this. Okay. I took a beat from it, from him, mixed it with another beat, and then I came up with that and came up with This Is Me, which took a lot of... just take it, like it, whatever. You know, you can like me, I'm just gonna keep doing me. You can sit there and say, oh, you're not good at music, I'll say, nah, I'm gonna do me still.
And that's all you can do with life. Yeah. Otherwise you're gonna be miserable.
Yeah,
you don't want to be miserable. The last one that's on the album, which is not the last one
in our sequence, last one was This Is Me.
And we jumped over since he said it came in jumbled. We've been jumping all over the place.
It's all right. It's all right.
But I saved this one for last because it's going to be our outro song. And it's called Overdose. And this is one where, just by title, it's kind of a negative feel. And
self-destruction title has a negative feel.
True. That's true. Yeah. But Overdose definitely comes with a negative connotation. Sorry, can't speak. But this one is one where you kind of flipped it. You didn't really get into what I was going to say. Okay, we're going to get drugs. We're going to get this.
No,
it didn't. It was about the, you know, coming in and getting some people that are enjoying you, and you know, it basically comes out with the fame. And if it happens, it happens. But it's like, you just want to enjoy that. You just want to enjoy making the music. But go into that a little bit on Overdose and the structure of it.
By the way, we have a musical video out for that.
Oh, okay.
We recently released it, so.
So where can they find it?
On YouTube.
It will be on S21 TV.
Okay.
On YouTube.com. And it's not on my personal YouTube. I usually... direct and film everything for Logan. Wow. S21.
Wow.
And I let him do his editing because I let him do it because I want his vision, you know. I do my envision too with the scenes and the directing, how I want him to be in the video. But if he wants to change it up a little bit, well, you know, he can. So majority of the videos are all on his YouTube, no matter what. So
This Is Me is also on there.
So
too.
But he does give me credit, so that's a good thing though. If he didn't, I would have to make him take him down for copyright. even though they're his song, it is still copyright because I made the video.
There you go.
So
how many videos do you have on the channel right now? You talked about two, because I know you have some from your earlier stuff as well.
I have, I believe, eight right now. I have eight only. It starts way back from like my very first one, and then it moved up to, well, I want to say we took a year break, and then I came out with Fake Friends, and then that was towards the mixtape when I got my new stuff, and then we just kept going from there. But Overdose overall, the idea was to say, I just want to overdose over to fame, was basically like, I don't care what he's doing, she's doing, you're doing, what you guys say about me, I want to overdose over the fame. Basically, it was a metaphor saying, I want to do what I want to do. If I make it famous, cool, that's great. I just want to do me still. I don't care if you got something cooler than mine saying you're better than me. You can do you, that's great. I just want to do me. I want to show what I got, my talent, my perspective, how I want to do music, or how I want to do anything with my ideas in my brain. And I kind of established that with the hook, and then the lyrics itself was more comparing me to other rappers, how they'll go for like the drugs, the women, the fame, you know, get so overdosed with that that they'll fall apart. And I'm sitting here saying, I don't care. I want that to stop. I just want to show you that you can do that. That's cool. I'm going to sit here and just sit at home, play video games, and then write something.
By the way, we have 11 videos, not 8.
11 videos. Okay.
So yeah, I was off by 2. Or actually 3. Okay.
Logan?
He's a musician, not a mathematician. So they kind of sound the same, but they're different. But yeah, this is one, like I said, overall, enjoyed it. It's one where if you followed S21 through the years, it's definitely, every album he's improving. So yep. Don't, you know, go back and listen to some of the older stuff. But then when you get to here, he's like, ah, yes. So what's the future look like? Are you working on anything now, or are you kind of... Like I said, this just came out recently. When did it come out?
It came out January 29th.
Okay, so it's out there. So are you still kind of taking a break for the moment?
Honestly, I didn't really take a break. I started writing again and already have like some idea of what I want to do, but I don't know how I want to do like this album. I have 3 tracks already recorded for it. Like I already like the way I do music is I have a notebook full of ideas and lyrics, and then I have like... album title 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 10 if I want to do 10 or 8, and then as I go, if I feel like it, I don't even like do the album title, I just go as I go, and if I feel like that song fits it, and as I keep going I realize, oh, I know the album, what I want to name it, then I'll write it on top, and then I'll go through the songs, listen to them by myself maybe 3 or 4 times, and then if I hate this way the track laid out, I take a song out, put a new one in, or I sit there, keep it, or just like put it in a different order in the album. But okay, so far what I've done is my idea for my next project is going to be, I want to try to do 12 track album, but I don't want to like go all out and be like, here's something, you know. I want it to mean something. Like I don't know if I want to go with something hype with like deep, or I just, right now what I have on it right now is just I've been writing a lot of like deep hype like blends, and it sounds really good if you listen to it, because it goes talking about some real stuff and then it gets that hype mixed in it, and the way it blends really smooth right now is what I'm doing. But as for projects, I'm just not have like been like, all right, I know my next album, let's do this. And I'm just sitting here kind of writing and rapping as I go, and if I really really feel like this thing needs to drop, I'll probably drop it maybe in a couple months, or maybe even like this summer as a gift. Okay. For people. So right now the idea is just to lay low and enjoy what I got and promote this album, because it's doing really really good. Okay. It's got a 5-star rating on Amazon, so it tells me I'm doing something.
As we said, S21 stated that this is Late Night Drive's album title. If you are in a library, this is one that you can pick up. He does have a physical CD. If you are capable of capturing digital for your patrons, that's one way you can go as well. Personal collections, again, we've already talked about, some people like the physical stuff. So yeah,
type of music I'll buy.
There you go. If you like the digital, that's fine too. It's available both directions. I think the physical is just on Amazon though, but you can get digital on iTunes, Spotify. Is there any place else for the physical, or just pretty much Amazon?
Just Amazon.
Okay.
So basically you can get it on Spotify, Google Play, iTunes, Amazon also if you like the digital, and Pandora recently just picked it up. So
Google Play and Pandora. Okay, cool.
I just found that out. So
pretty cool.
About like 2 days ago, I like totally forgot to like include that.
Okay. Well, this is one that, you know, if you enjoy the rap scene, this is one where, you know what you're getting into. For the librarians out there that are a little bit unfamiliar with the rap scene but have music collections, you probably know, you should know what you're getting into if you're in the music collection. It's going to be explicit, but that's the nature of the genre. It's going to have the lyrics. There's nothing, you'll have to make your decisions there, yeah. Depending on your local community. But for a personal collection, if you enjoy the music, this is one that can fit within your collection without a problem. Like we said, we probably more than likely get the physical album when, if we were to do something.
I'll sign it. I'll sign it.
So, but that's one. And again, like S21 said, iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, Google Play, and Pandora, you can get the digital feed there. And again, that is Late Night Drive. It is a 10 track disc, so be sure to look for that. Thank you again for coming on tonight. It's been fun.
Yeah, thanks. No problem. Thanks for having me, guys.
And explaining some of the stuff that we've gone on. We found out, about more videos coming out, so that's very cool as well. thank you for letting everybody know about that. So be sure to go to YouTube at S21TV. Look that up, and you can look at his videos there as well.
And if you still don't find it that way, just type in like a song track, like This Is Me or Overdose, and it'll pop up right then and there.
Okay. So, but that's it for us. We are going to be leaving out with Overdose. I can't remember if there's anything major in there, but if there is, there is. You have your warning. But I can't remember. But this is one that, like I said, it was one that I liked because, you know, this is one that he's... one of the things was he went back and recalibrated and bam-o. So here we go. And that's kind of what this song kind of talks about a little bit in the lyrics. So it's a little bit of autobiographical to a degree. So that was kind of cool. But enjoyed the album immensely. So very nicely done. So congratulations on that.
Thank you.
But that's going to do it for us. We've been having fun visiting with S21. Be sure to pick up his album, Late Night Drive. We will catch everybody on the flip side. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Motherfuckers putting on strikes, try to stop me from grinding all the rhymes I've been working. People wanna contemplate the shit that I've been working on while I turned up for the shit that I spit up. Ain't nobody stopping me, really trying to kill this rap beat. I just wanna overdose on the fame, get my name. Yeah, I just wanna overdose on the fame, really trying to contemplate real effects. I'm doing an overdose on the fame, contemplate real effects. Yeah, I just wanna overdose on the fame, chilling with the same old snakes. Yeah. I just wanna overdose on the fan, contemplate, chillin' with the same old snakes. Yeah, they wasn't ready for the flows. Tryna really talk while they fuck the same old hoes. Yeah, they wasn't ready, tryna fuck with the same old hoes, goddamn. Mad words with a mad lip, people wasn't ready, now they got a bad average, like a bad Abby, wasn't ready for the shit.
Thank you for listening to Comic Pop Library. We welcome your comments and suggestions by emailing us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. All emails submitted become the property of Comic Pop Library and are subject for use in our show. We would also appreciate it if you would spread the word about Comic Pop Library by posting about us on Twitter, Facebook, or just tell someone about us. This podcast is not endorsed by any publisher, distributor, or studio, and it is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The views and comments of the show hosts are their own and are not reflective in any business, entity, or organization associated with ComicPopLibrary.com.